Sheila Dumford is back with us on the Sunrise Morning Show. She's a school-based counselor with Catholic Charities, Diocese of Covington. Sheila, welcome back.
Thank you.
So can you start off by just telling us of your experience here? What mental health problems and causes are you seeing within the schools these days?
Yeah, so right now our program serves grades kindergarten through 12th grade. So really, you know, we're seeing a whole gamut of mental health concerns. You know, even depression in children is real, and anxiety. ADHD is a big one, but it's more difficult in children just because they're still developing and they're growing, and everything is so impactful for them. You see it all, but it's also just more tricky. You have to kind of tread careful with kids and saying, okay, this is mental health, or is this something more short-term that we can work through?
Yeah, absolutely. And May, of course, is Mental Health Month, which is why we're talking about this today. What are some of the ways that mental health has an impact on children who are on their performance at school?
Yeah, you know, our school counselors always kind of think about kids with these, you know, they have book bags on their back, but they also have these invisible bags of all of their baggage, too. I mean, they take on their families, you know, struggles and challenges, their parents' mental health. They take on all these burdens, and then they walk in the doors of school, and they have all these other expectations on them to perform and, you know, get A's on their test and be to school on time and not sleep during class. And all of this mental health comes with them, and it does impact them. And we do see a lot of kids who struggle with attendance or behavior issues. You know, they can't manage their emotions. They can't problem solve. So every day they come in and they're working through all of these mental health issues when they're sitting in the class expected to learn and perform. So it's a daily struggle for kids who do have mental health issues.
Well, tell us about the work that you do. I mean, what can schools do to help support the mental health of students?
Yeah, I think the first thing that we have to be doing is just really talking about mental health and not being scared to talk about, and talking about it just like we do physical health. So we have health class, and the kids learn all about their bodies, and we know a lot about physical illnesses, but we need to be learning about mental health and what it is and what depression is and what anxiety is and how we can help each other, and just teaching these kids that this is real and they're all connected, not just, you know, getting your sleep and eating a healthy meal, but also learning coping skills and that our emotions are real. And it's just all connected. I think it's important to talk about prevention. And so bullying and suicide prevention and these things that are really scary, but there's such good information and education and programs out there now that's age appropriate for even really young kids to be learning about what these things are, so that if it does impact them or someone they know or their family, it doesn't seem as scary and they feel equipped to handle it.
Certainly. And I imagine what you were just saying there plays into what I'm going to ask next, which is, if you find that there is an issue that needs to be treated, what does the treatment look like for children and youth?
Yeah, it's always a little scary, I think, for parents and teachers to think about young children connected to mental health. It's just kind of this stigma. We think things don't happen until at least adolescence or more into adulthood, but it's real for children too. And so counseling, working with sometimes a psychologist and a psychiatrist, and using medications, all those things that we think of for treatment for adults is also real for children and can be very helpful and sometimes very necessary. So again, like I said earlier, it's being a little more gentle and treading a little more carefully with children, just because they are still growing and developing so much. But if you're detecting concerns with mental health, we have to address it. And so just making sure that you're getting help through your school or other professionals, really working with your pediatrician. I mean, that's very important with children, to be connecting the physical health with the mental health and make sure that, you know, you're ruling out medical issues before you're jumping to just mental health also.
Yeah, and it's so important to address these things when you see them, because, Sheila, I have been so heartbroken to see on the news stories of children in grade school committing suicide because of dealing with bullying or problems at home or what have you. I mean, these young kids taking their own lives, and not to be alarmist about it, but I mean, what if an issue comes up, if I'm concerned about the mental health of my child or another family member or a friend?
Yeah, you have to reach out to a professional, so a trained professional. And sometimes it's easiest to reach, you know, a school counselor, a school psychologist, because kids are at school every day. So it's so important to reach out so that that student or that, you know, adult, anybody, can be screened and assessed carefully and appropriately and professionally. And not just one time, but building relationships with these kids that the concerns are there is so important, because too often, you know, even kids that feel like suicide is the only option for them, it's not. And they don't know that, though. They feel so trapped. And so it's just continuing and reaching out and not giving up.
Well, it's such important work that you do as a school-based counselor. And if listeners want to find out more information about your work and just in general the work of Catholic Charities Diocese of Covington, Sheila, how do they get more information?
Yeah, you can definitely visit our website at covingtoncharities.org. Our website's spread out very nice, very user-friendly. And you can also always call our office and speak with our client care, who can offer referrals, resources, connect you to a clinician that can help you in crisis situations also. So that number is 859-581-8974.
All right, Sheila Dumford, thank you so much for joining us this morning and for addressing this very big concern.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a good day.